Something hopefully encourage some of us here. God, I would put the title, God will not force his goodness on us. And I want to take a look and take Matthew chapter 23, verse 37 and 38. Jesus wept over Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets, stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing. See, your house is left to desolate. But you were not willing. So we see the invitation of our Lord Jesus. Even Israel is not his desire to see the nation broken, to see the desolate place, but they will keep rejecting him over and over and over. And he, right here, we see even Jesus come himself, the Messiah. They've been waiting, but when he comes, they didn't understand that Jesus was the Messiah, and because they keep rejecting him. So we all live in the day that information, I would say we all, the information is given to us just like such. I would say in the life before, I don't think we have so much information like we have today. Everything presented to us and easy to distract us from, engaging with the Lord or meditate with the situation we've gone through. Easily to distract it. And when you hold a phone and then just everything just popped up. When you do research, you buy something online and you open your laptop or whatever device, there's information that we're seeking for, just like come to us like constant. And it takes courage to stay in the word. It takes courage to go back to the word. So to me, like Daniel already prophesied over this. Let's look at Daniel chapter 12, I believe, verse 4. And Daniel warning us the latter days, I believe we all live in, latter day, not the end day, I would say, huh? Latter day. How I get my language in here? I thought, oh, hang on. Interesting. I'm looking for English version. Now I got. So Daniel warning us, I believe Daniel chapter 12, verse 4. Let's read it. But you, Daniel, shut up the words and seal the book until the time of the end. Many shall run to and fro, the knowledge shall increase. So we see that many people are traveling, and this day and age, in the past, even during our Lord Jesus, it's hard to travel from place to place. Right now, we can fly from place to place easily. And also the knowledge increase, and even kid can have all the information more than needed. So that's being said and present to us more than it's hard for us to keep with alignment with the Word of God. And like my case, I work with public. That's one thing I don't like it. People talk all the negative things all day long. And when I got home, sometimes I have to ask the Lord, to remove some of the word that I've been hearing, because those things, if I don't reject it, it will take root in me. It will produce something that I might not want it. There are times I got sick and I asked the Lord how I got sick. Is it people spoke the word around you? And if I don't reject it, if I don't pray, cancel it, it will have effect on me. So imagine all other information also have been in us. And we keep listening, come to the point that we might believe something that we listen. So it is really take effort, diligent to stay, encouraged to stay, the fellowship to stay, meditate on the word. And I found out to be really, it take effort. Really, we have to determine, because our Lord also wanted us to the same measure that we hear. And the Lord speaking about be careful what we hear. Because the same measure we measure, it measure back to us. We can say, I can say that how much How much we put in what we value, what we hear, it will produce the same way, you know, like whether good or bad. So that being said, so we need to guard as we live the time right now, whether we watch how we have the information through our, you know, through our eyes, through our ear. And let me turn to Mark chapter 4, 24. Mark chapter 4, verse 24. Mark 4, 24. These are the words our Lord Jesus said. Then he said to them, take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will measure to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. For whoever has, to him will be given more. Whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. So the point is, take heed what we hear. The same measure we use, it will measure back to us. Sometimes information we value, the thing that we value, what we hear. So the Lord wants us to hear what the Spirit says. If we look through the scripture in many places, our Lord Jesus warning us, be careful what we hear and hear what the Spirit says. Sometimes we don't, if we hear so many information, it's hard for us to distinguish between the Spirit and the flesh, or the Spirit and the Word of life, or just like Jesus, when Peter spoke something against him, he noticed that exactly to source from the devil. He said, Satan, get away from me. But if we don't pay attention, we don't stay guarded, we don't have communion with the Holy Spirit, in easy the days that we live in, we'll be distracted. And when we realize that this information already been consuming us, and we get distracted, and we got fear, we got, you know, doubt, unbelief can come in, anxiety and worry and fear start gripping in. And if we don't careful, and I believe that the Lord warning us, and Paul also talking, 2 Timothy chapter 3 from verse 1 through 10, he said he warned the latter day and all kind of thing gonna let me read that. So he warned us so we can stay on course, because I believe the day we are living right now is important. The time 2 Timothy chapter 3. We should start verse 1. But notice the last day, perilous time will come for men lovers themselves. And we can go down all the verse 10. I want to take it. But you have carefully followed my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long suffering, love, perseverance. So I think it is important for us to recognize that we are at war, and in our spirit and not in the flesh, because our warfare is not in the flesh, but in the spirit, fallen down the stronghold, cast down imagination. And this Paul was warning us, so we should stay in our course, stay focused. The thing that, as a children of God, as a light of this world, otherwise we're easy to conform to this world instead of transformed by renewing our mind. It's the day we live in. And when we turn it off on, all the information, like even like people don't know, it's like my case, like they send me, some people not even friend me. When I turn on my Facebook, and all information just like popping up, I'm like, wow. I have to sometimes, I say, oh no, I delete it sometimes. But when I do YouTube, I have to download it again. And that's kind of attack to me, that information attack. And if I don't careful observe, discernment, the thing that been presented to me, it's easy for me to be distracted, easy for me, and then easy for me to lose my peace, my joy, the thing that, because God will not force His goodness on me. He want me to search. He want me to diligent the thing of God. It takes effort. The kingdom of God work violent, it take it by force. It's not just like observation, okay, whatever follow me, but we have to determine, I think, the day we are living, if we want to follow, continue to follow our Lord Jesus, continue to walk in the light, it take effort, it take courage, it take the grace of God, it take the Holy Spirit to helping us to go through daily life, to build ourselves up, to pray in spirit. Otherwise, easily to be distracted, easily to gone another direction, easy to follow the crowd. And especially like if you have more friend, a friend is not all friend, you know, loving the Lord and doing the thing and sharing the thing that we value. But like my case, I work in public. That's only one thing I don't like, but people talk all day long. You know, I work with ladies and people talk and, you know, I listen sometimes, you know, even though but I have to tell myself, you need to cut that off. You need to shut it down because it's not benefit me. Because the word has power. I need to understand that. If I continue to receive, I listen without rejecting, the word has the power, has the right to enter my ears, enter my soul. That's the gate that the world can enter, instead of me reject it and conform to the word of God, but I easily will be conformed to the world if I continue to entertain that kind of information. So I would say information is we are facing challenging these days. And like my case, I mean, all kind of, I work in public, like all kind of sort of people, different kind of information. And there's time is challenged, to be honest. I have to use, God give me grace to encounter with people saying something that maybe, you know, political or even faith is, our faith is challenged. And the Lord wants us, on the other hand, He has the peace, the joy, the goodness, the blessing for us. And He will not force. He may not represent this thing to us, but He worked through our relationship. He wants our relationship. He wants us to spend time with Him, to fellowship with Him, and to engage with Him and mindful the things of God. And Colossians chapter 3 talking about said our affection on things above, not things on earth. And sometimes like easy for us, like my case, busyness and things like that, the Lord's been teaching me and how to stay engaged with Him, how to continue to trust in Him. He will never force me to trust Him, but I need to make decision. I have a part to play. I need to trust in Him, rely on Him. And many scripture we can go through, bless His nation, whose God is the Lord. And that's mean that God want every nation, God want everyone to trust in Him, trust in the Lord with all your heart. It's command. So we all know the scripture. And also like invitation, the Lord is my shepherd. We have to say it. We have to determine. And the Lord will not force, even though, yes, He's our Lord, our Savior. But there's time we need to come to Him. We need to recognize that He's not God like, okay, I want you this, I want you to do that. Most people I know pray like when they need it, God pray. I think that's not right attitude toward our God. He's our Lord. He's not only our friend. He's our Lord, our Savior. I think we need to have a better approaching to the Lord and a better representing, a better way of going to Him and trusting Him and receiving Him. But He said, but you are not willing. He's talking to children. He said, sometimes we are not willing to lay down that we hold dear to. We thought that's something that we know, something that, oh, I can't let it go. And many people have seen the unforgiveness and those kind of things. God can, that's a tactic of enemy, you know, stop people from experiencing the peace, the joy of God. And if we continue to keep on that or something that come filter our soul, we are not free. And it's easily the devil can rip in and snare us and put some bitterness and stop us. And the devil, I see, is used the legal right to enter us through our ears, through our, you know, through our ass. What we see important, what we hear important too. And the same thing, faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So unbelief also bad come by hearing. If we don't reject it, every unbelief, if we don't condemn every word that people speak around us, it still have effect. And says many times the Lord spoke to me when I was sleeping. He said, invitation come to me. Even like when people talking about Halloween, during Halloween, and they came to me like want to have, you know, have play with my kid, and I said no, and I have to reject it. And there's time the Lord showed me something that I need to do my part. Excuse me, let me turn that off. Okay.
Got it.
I think my wife tried to print something on the printer. So the Lord wants us to continue to hold on to trust as we live in a lot of things going on in our nation right now, easily put fear on us. We don't know. But we have God who created heaven and earth. He knows everything. If we focus on Him, we determine if He is willing to bless us, willing to protect us, willing to give us grace to face whatever situation, are we willing to abide in Him? Are we willing to sit down, to lay down something that daily busyness and the time that set aside that we can have fellowship with Him? We can draw from His life. We can draw from the spirit of love, of joy, of peace. God, because God of hope, He can fill us with all joy and peace in believing, but we need to take part. We have our part to play, because God will not force us. He is gentle. He's loving us. He cares for us. But we need to come to Him, recognize that we need Him more than He needs us. But He still needs us too. He needs us acknowledging the goodness, the grace that He has been provided. We need to continue. I know that being Christian, like we continue ongoing, not just like once a time, but daily, just like relationship with husband and wife. We need to continue to work together. The same thing, our flesh is not willing. Our spirit is willing. Want to spend time with God. There's time. My flesh, I feel like, oh, I don't want to do anything. But my spirit want to pray, want to see God, want to spend time with God, want to study the word, because the word of God is so important to us. But without the fellowship with Holy Spirit, I would say the word of God become deadly poison. But through the Holy Spirit, we can have the word, and by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, make the word become reality in us. Make the word of God more dominant. Make the word of God more valued than anything that we hear, we see in the world. But right now, I hear a lot of people worry and fear. I work with public, and I thank God, regardless what's going on, because the Lord taught me to continue abiding and continue to trust in Him. He started good work in us. He's gonna finish it as we trust in Him, because the Word of God. And sometimes we try to look for something else for our like we look for something is not needful for us. But I want to turn in Isaiah 55. I believe this is really good. Isaiah 55 was 1 to 3. Let me see. Isaiah 55, 1 to 3. Let me see. Ho, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters. And you do not have money, come buy it. What an invitation. Yes, come buy wine and milk without money, without price. Our Lord Jesus already paid for us. He already paid high price. We can come to Him for free without money, without price. Why do you spend money for what is not bread, and your wages for what does not satisfy? Listen carefully to me and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Here your soul shall live. Hallelujah. I believe the Lord wants us to lay aside every weight, every worry, every anxiety. Just come to Him just like a child. And just stay in that place. And I believe as we continue to trust in Him, continue to make effort to stay in communication with Him, communion with Him. And I believe the Holy Spirit can download to us something that we can never draw from other places, or internet, or AI. I mean, AI is crazy. I can ask AI to read me Bible when I drive my car. It's crazy. We live in the day that the device can talk to us and like, can you read me this? If I just want to read one verse, as like, can you read me just one verse, this book, this chapter, who would do it? It's crazy. So we live in the day that like something impossible become reality. And I would encourage you, and this is encouraging myself, because the Lord, I work so busy. There are times I don't have enough time to spend with God. He already reminded me, go back to relationship. I would say without us stay in relationship, stay connected with the Lord, I don't think we'll be productive. As the Lord Jesus said it, He is the true vine. If we not abide in Him, He in us, we cannot produce fruit. Without Him, I believe we can do nothing, as He stated. I believe that's the truth. And as the Lord showed me how my relationship, our business, and everything else, we have to have stay connected with the Lord. Continue to trust in Him, regardless what's going on in the world. But just like in the day of old, He knows how to protect us. He knows how to bless us. And He reminded me Isaac, when there was famine, he wanted to go to Egypt. The Lord warned him to not go to Egypt. Stay in the land. I will feed you with my faithfulness. And we know that in Genesis chapter 12, 26, when Isaac saw in the famine, in the dry land, nothing, he responded hundredfold because the Lord bless him. So in Galatians also talk about as Isaac was, so are we. That we are the children promised. As we trust in Him, we do our part. He can multiply. Let as we sow the seed or money, also called the seed, as we sow, we continue trusting Him. As we sow into our relationship with the Lord, believing that what we give into, it will give Him back to us more. I love in Luke chapter 6, verse 38, it can apply to various. Give, it will give Him back to us. Good measure pressed down, shaken together, running over. The same measure you give, it measure back to us. So how much we want to give to them, how much we want to receive from Him. He's not withholding anything from us, but we're the one withholding ourselves. Because He wanted to give us, but He won't force His goodness upon us, just like children of Israel. He said how many times He want to protect them, want to bless them, but they keep rejecting Him. Even our Father sent our Lord Jesus Christ, and they still rejected Him, even killed Him. So Jesus wept. Every time we reject Him, I believe the Lord wept over us because He sees some destruction come on the way. It's not good. There are times when I don't trust the Lord, when I don't spend time with Him, and He showed me I walked backward. He showed me I was in Vietnam, in the poor village, in the poor in my village, walked by foot. But the moment, every time when I spend time with, I pray in tongue. I studied the word pray in tongue. That night, He would talk to me. I would fly. I would fly. I'm like, wow, fly without wings. Like, that's what that means. When we pray, especially pray in tongue, spend time with the Lord, it's elevated us. It give us advance, in advance, get an advantage, for us to move forward to the future instead of backward. When He showed me back in my hometown in Vietnam, Pleiku, where I was when before I came to the US, that means I go backward when I don't pray in tongue. I go backward when I don't spend time with the Lord. I go backward when I don't continue to meditate. When I don't put my mind, set my mind, think above. I just focus on something that I do daily, sometimes distracted. And the Lord always showed me I will go backward instead of go forward. So I hope tonight when I'll share with this and we can learn from one another, hopefully encourage one another. Just like Psalm chapter 1 is classic, when we don't choose go to the way of the world and we choose follow trust in the Lord, we will be like the tree planted by rivers of water. Regardless what situation, I think God still can bless us. God still, just like Isaac we're talking about, He blessed Isaac regardless of the famine land, but he start become great, and he continued prosper until he become prosper so much, prosper so much, riches. Even the king Philistine envy his blessing. I believe the Lord want to show us we are the light of the world. We're the light during this time, so people can look at us regardless what's going on. We still carry peace, carry joy, carry love, carry kindness. I think that's the most important as the children of God. By the grace of God, we cannot live this life without His help, without His grace, without the work of Holy Spirit. And I think I just thank God. And as we trust in Him, He can deliver us whatever fear we face, maybe like fear unknown, maybe whatever the case. And we need to go back to the Lord. We need to go back to the place of in unity with Him, to trust in Him, continue regardless, draw up all like what we cannot do, but we come to receive from Him the revelation of His word and the refreshing of the joy, the peace that God always wanted to have. I believe the peace is one of the most important element in our life we can have from the Lord. But He won't give us, like, force His peace on us. We have to stay trusting, focus, and stay believing in Him. I think I'm through. Thank you. I want to share just something that the Lord been teaching me and been showing me, and I just want to share that with you.
Okay, will you pray, Jed?
Sure. Father, we thank you, Lord. We know a lot of going on in our nation, and we live in the information times. So I'm asking you, Father, help us to come to your feet, to receive the peace, the joy from you. Because you won't force these things upon us. You God of love, of gentle. You want us to experience your goodness, your grace, your truth, your blessing, your provision, regardless what's going on in the world. Because you are our source. So bless those who trust in you. Father, help us to trust in you. Help us to receive everything that we need, whether peace, whether joy. Lord, calm our soul, our mind, so we can continue stay in fellowship with you, meditate on you, because you are the source of our life. We thank you, Father. Encourage everyone tonight, whatever they're going through, with your grace. As it is written in 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things, so may abound to every good work. We thank you for your grace for everyone tonight. Whatever the needed, give us grace so we can receive from you, Father God. Because you are the source of life, the source of peace, the source of joy, the source of wisdom, understanding, the source of finance, everything we need from you. We thank you. We are your children. It is your obligation to bless us, help us to receive it, because whatever you have is ours. I just said to the elder brother, he said, whatever I have is yours. Father, help us to see that we are the children of God, to qualify your goodness, qualify your blessing, qualify your financial freedom. I thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.